Hi, welcome to English for You. I'm Seb.
And I'm Laura. Hey, Seb, are you good with your hands? Like, are you good at making things?
Well, I like being creative. I like making things. But
right.
To be honest, I'm not very good at it.
You're not.
I can't even put together one of those DIY do-it-yourself packs they have at IKEA.
They're super easy.
They're
What are
so
you talking
easy.
About? Okay, well then you definitely shouldn't try out for Discovery Channel's new show, Master of Arms.
Why not?
Well, let's take a look at today's article and you'll find out why.
Okay, sure.
Reading. Master of Arms. On Discovery's Master of Arms, weapon makers are put to the test. First, three experts are given 6 hours to make a historical weapon using modern technology.The judges then pick two players to enter the Master Build Challenge. They make a new weapon, and the winner takes home $10,000. In one episode, Dustin, Eric, and Sherrick make a European battle axe. Dustin heats and beats his blade first and plans to grind it later. The judges are heard disagreeing with this approach. Eric is a fish out of water. Though he works at a museum and knows a lot about old weapons, he has no experience building them using modern technology. Sherrick goes for pure power. However, his axe blade doesn't have enough of a curve, so he's eliminated. In the Master Build Challenge, Dustin and Eric have 4 days to make a unique weapon.A European flintlock axe pistol. Dustin again takes an unusual approach, putting the axe blade at the back instead of at the front. Eric chooses a more historically accurate design. Unfortunately, Dustin's choice made the axe blade loose. The judges choose Eric as the winner and award him the money.
Okay, so today's article is called Master of Arms, and it begins, On Discovery's Master of Arms, weapon makers are put to the test. What does put to the test mean here, Laura?
Like, do they have a test they have to take?
No. Do an exam?
No, put something to the test, 就是使什么经受考验，然后我们在课文当中是使用被动语态。Ooh, 所以比方呢像是我可以怎么说呢 Her constant questions put the teacher's patience to the test 她一直在提问实在是对这个老师的耐性、就是考验一番所以 Discovery 频道的 Master of Arms 当中、这个节目我们看到哇这个武器制造者他们要开始经受考验了 What kind of test? Well, in the article we readFirst, three experts are given 6 hours to make a historical weapon using modern technology. Interesting. 所以三位专家要在六小时内呢做一个历史的武器使用现代的科技 Interesting.
Okay, well, so they're making historical weapons.
Yes, they
are. It has nothing to do with arms.
No.
Okay. So historical, by the way, is an adjective. And we use it to mean something that has a lot of history to it. So, for example...The weapons in this article are historical because they were first used a very long time ago. If you think about swords, shields, suits of armor, helmets, these are all historical items because they were used a lot in the past, but not so much anymore. Not now.
No.
If we wanted to talk about historic highs or historic lows, however, we're not talking about history, are we?
No.
We're talking about the highest or the lowest something has ever been until now.
No.
For example, last year, gas prices reached historic highs. They were the most expensive they had ever been until now. There's another similar phrase we can use with historic too, to make history. We use this when someone important, someone is the first to do something very important. So Barack Obama made history as the US's first black president. Okay, Important. Okay, so our example sentence is, during my trip to Greece, I visited numerous places of historical interest.
Wow, I want to go to Greece as well.
Yeah, me too. It was just an example.
Okay, so historical 是什么呢？当然就是跟 history, 跟历史或者过去有关的。所以有历史的意思，它是一个形容词。像是我很喜欢看 I love to read historical novels, 就是历史小说。Or you could talk about historical documents. Many important historical documents were destroyed when the library was bombed.
So sad.
That's just an example. 就是图书馆这个遭轰炸的时候，很多重要的历史文献都毁于一旦。Okay, next we read in the article, the judges then pick two players to enter the Master Build Challenge. 然后呢，这个评审会挑选两个选手就来参加，哇，这个 Master Build 的一个挑战。
Oh, interesting. So what is the Master Build Challenge?
What is it?
Well, it says here that they make a new weapon and the winner takes home $10,000. Wow, that is a lot of money. What would you do with $10,000, Laura?
一万元美金，差不多我算一下，差不多30万台币。Well, maybe go traveling, buy lots of clothes, shoes, oh, and bags. But wait, come to think of it, $10,000 is not that much. I want more money so that I can buy a house.
Greedy.
Okay, back to the article. In one episode, Dustin, Eric, and how do I read this guy's name? And Sharik? Make a European battle axe. Okay, episode 是什么呢？就是某一集。Okay, 常常呢，我们在追剧啊，一定要来认识这个字，就是第几季、第几集 ，season, blah blah blah, episode, blah blah blah. Okay, we're watching TV.
Very good to know when you're watching Netflix. Yeah.
Right. Okay. 那他们要做什么呢？刚刚有提到，他们要做一个 a European battle axe， 就是欧洲的战斧。
Okay. Okay, so next in the article, Dustin heats and beats his blade first and plans to grind it later. Okay, so he makes his metal, the metal for his axe, very hot, and then beats it or hits it with a hammer. But what is a blade, though?
Oh, blade 其实就是刀身啊，或是它有刀片的意思。You're thinking about shaving, 就是 a packet of razor blades, 就是一包剃那个胡子的那个刀片，就是那个 blade。那 grind 是什么呢？它是一个动词，就是磨，因为你要把刀啊磨得很锋利啦。For example, she has a set of chef's knives that she grinds every week, okay? 她有一套这个厨房的用刀具，每个星期都会磨一次。
Scary lady.
I know. Okay, back to the article. The judges are heard disagreeing with this approach. OK, 我们刚刚的剧情我们来看一下哦，有一个非常重要文法重点哦，就是主词接 be seen or heard or noticed, 后面接这个不定词或是动词 ing。 那本剧情是感官动词所造的主动句，那我们看我们把它改成被动语态的用法。首先我们先看一下感官动词主动语态的用法哦，就是 see or hear or notice or observe or feel, 再接上受词，再接上动词或者是动词 ing。 OK, 那感官动词用来表示或引导后面受词的主动动作的时候呢，受词后面我们可以接原形动词或是现在分词。那接原形动词我们是强调什么呢？事件的整个经过。那如果接现在分词就是动词 ing, 则是强调这个动作的部分过程，或者是动作正在进行，或者也有动作反复的进行。我们这样讲好像很复杂，所以一定要举个例子。像是呢，如果我说 I saw him drink coke, 或者是 I saw him drinking coke, 这两个文法都是正确，可是他们的意思刚刚我是不是提到，就是在英文，如果我们说 I saw him drink coke, 就是我看到他在喝可乐整个过程哦。但是如果改成 I saw him drinking coke, 其实就是说我看到他的时候他正在喝可乐，也就是他只有看到他在喝可乐的部分过程，这样的意思哦。不过本课我们有没有发现它是主动句改成被动语态？ OK, 就是 the judges are heard disagreeing with this approach. 所以看来评审团们不是很认同 Dustin 这样的做法哦。
Right, okay, so in the article, the judges aren't very happy with Dustin's approach. Approach is a noun, by the way, and we can basically understand it as a way of doing things. It's similar to a method. Basically, the judges disagree with the way he is doing things. We can use approach in a couple of different ways. If I say that Laura has a very relaxed approach to life, I'm saying that her way of living is very chilled out, never taking anything too seriously, or getting stressed. However, maybe one day she adopts a more serious approach. Now what I'm saying with adopt is adopt an approach is that Laura has started doing things differently, more seriously.We can also use approach as a verb, by the way. In this case, it means to move closer to something. We approached the lion with caution, for example. We're going close to it with caution because we're scared of what might happen.
We'll get eaten.
Anyway, let's take a look at our example sentence for our original use of approach, shall we? At first, Tom's boss didn't like him, but things changed after he adopted a more serious approach towards his work. Toward his work, sorry.
Right, okay, approach 是什么呢？当作名词就有方式啦，方法的意思，跟 method 差不多。所以刚刚 Seb 老师提到 adopt an approach, 就是采取某一个方法啦。For example, I've just heard an interesting book which has a new approach to Shakespeare. Okay, you should read that. 我刚读了一本非常有趣的书，它提供了一种对莎士比亚作品全新的解读方法诶。
Sounds interesting. Okay, so next sentence, Eric is a fish out of water. Okay, this fish out of water, right? This is a very handy expression we can use whenever we get stuck in a really difficult situation, isn't it? Yeah.
Eric.是一只鱼吗？不是啦 A fish out of water 就是感到不舒服不自在 And I believe we have to pause here, right?
We do. We need to find out more about what a fish out of water means.
Pocket phrase go!
别看我 Ant-Man 蚁人现在这样子全身呢都是高科技的产物但其实我出生第一以前呢是当小偷的所以我在实验室里面听他们说什么很复杂的物理学什么的我真心是不撒撒听不懂啦 I feel like a fish out of water when people talk about physics 当他们讲到物理学的时候我全身呢都不舒服了别再说感到不舒服不自在呢你就可以使用这个片语 A fish out of water 想想哦我们说鱼儿鱼儿水中游如果呢这个鱼儿被拿到陆地上不要说不舒服它都要窒息了您呢就可以知道这个片语形容的状况是有多么不自在比方说呢我女儿她转学到了新学校哦 Casey feel like a fish out of water when she started studying at new school 好心疼哦
Okay, we're back. Now, in the article we read, though he works at a museum, we're talking about Eric here, and knows a lot about old weapons, he has no experience building them using modern technology.
Bit of a problem, yeah.
Okay, Eric 他是在博物馆工作嘛，虽然他很懂得这个武器，就是古代的武器，但是他可能没有用现代科技就是制作武器的经验。No, that's 0 point for Eric.
Yeah, I know. Yikes. It doesn't sound good for Eric. The third guy, meanwhile, is trying something else.
Okay.
The article says, Sharik goes for pure power. Now, that's another handy vocab word, by the way.Pure. It's an adjective, and we use it to talk about something that is complete or total. So pure power is complete power, complete strength. Nothing about Sharik's axe is going to be weak. Now, there's a couple of other ways we can use pure.
Yeah.
We could talk about pure luck.
Yep.
Winning the competition was pure luck, so it was completely luck.
Got lucky.
No skill. I just got lucky.Okay, or pure hatred. Yvonne looked at me with pure hatred. Oh, scary, because she hated me so much.
I know,
completely
Yvonne.
Hated me. Scary Yvonne. Okay, there are some other ways of using pure, though. We can use pure to mean something that isn't mixed. So pure gold, for example, is 100%
Love
gold. Love the gold. So gold not mixed with anything else. Okay, so we have an example sentence here, and it is Picasso's painting, Guernica, is a work of pure genius. Everyone agrees.
Okay, I love Yvonne, by the way. She just hates you.
Yvonne's
Anyways,
great.
Okay, pure 是什么呢？是纯粹的、完全的。Okay, 它是个形容词。像是有时候我们可能、看到对方，我们就想说，这是纯属巧合。It was pure coincidence or chance that we met. Maybe you bump into each other by chance. Or, well, this last month has been pure hell. Pure hell 是什么呢？就是十足地狱，就是你过得很糟。上个月、就是很糟糕。那 pure 刚刚好提到就是很纯的，不掺杂任何东西。我们刚刚是不是提到 pure gold? I could also think of pure orange juice. Yummy! 就是纯柳橙汁。
Very good for you.
I know. Okay, now let's read on. However, his axe blade doesn't have enough of a curve, so his eliminated. 因为他的斧头没有足够的曲线，所以他又被淘汰了。Bye bye, Sherrick.
Bye.
Okay, curve 这个字呢，我们先来看一下，它是个名词，就是曲线啦，或是弧度啊，有没有？Like a curve in the road, 就是道路的转弯区。Or even the curve of a graph, 就是图表的曲线。
Right, so things didn't work out for Sherrick, did they? He was eliminated. Okay, to eliminate is a verb and a very handy one if you like watching game shows. That's because eliminate means to get rid of something or someone completely. So if you like watching The Voice or American Idol, you like that?
I love it.
You know that at the end of each week,the worst singer gets eliminated from the show because they're not good enough to carry on. This is called an elimination. It's the noun form of the word. We can also use eliminate in other ways, though, not just game shows.
Oh.
We eliminate waste, for example, if we want to completely stop ourselves from throwing out garbage and we're taking extra care to use, not to use anything that we don't need. We can also talk about eliminating certain foods if we're going on a diet. So our example sentence for eliminate is, this year, my country's soccer team didn't do very well in the World Cup. They were eliminated in the first round. Actually, England did do quite well.
Okay. Anyways, eliminate. We're just making an example sentence. 是什么呢？就是在比赛啦，或者是竞赛当中淘汰。那通常我们是用被动语态。Somebody is eliminated, okay? For example, he was eliminated in the third round of the competition. 他在第三轮的比赛中被淘汰。但是 eliminate 其实也有刚刚有提到排除、消除还有清除的意思，像是 a move towards healthy eating could help eliminate heart disease. 养成健康的饮食习惯有助于消除心脏病的诱因哦。
Right, so let's get back to the article.
Let's do that.
And the next sentence is, in the Master Build Challenge, Dustin and Eric have 4 days to make a unique weapon, a European flintlock axe pistol.
That sounds very difficult.
Long name. Very difficult. Isn't 4 days a long time? I don't know. So a unique weapon, a very special or a different kind of a weapon. But what kind of weapon, Laura?
Okay, 天啊，我也觉得这个还蛮难解释。European flintlock axe pistol 是什么鬼啊？应该是综合 battle axe， 就是战斧。刚刚我们有提到，还有那个我有去查 flintlock 是碎发枪，是一类这种存在17到19世纪的一个枪械。Okay, 所以我们就叫它碎发斧，就是它是一个欧洲的这个东西。So, okay, very complicated. So, in the article we read, Dustin again takes an unusual approach. Are you sure, Dustin? Putting the axe blade at the back instead of at the front.
Okay. And meanwhile, Eric chooses a more historically accurate design. Okay, right, this is something that Eric would know about work because he works in a museum. Something he would know about, a historically accurate design. So we have an adjective here, accurate, which means something that is very precise or correct. So a historically accurate design is a design that looks just like the original would have. We could also say that someone has given us an accurate description of something if what they have said turns out to be a very complete and correct description.
Yes.
We could also say that they have described it accurately, which is the adverb form of accurate. So what is the opposite of accurate? It is inaccurate. So if I was given an inaccurate description or inaccurate directions to a restaurant, I might get lost on my way there.
Yeah.
Our example sentence is, Derek gave the police an accurate account of what he saw happen during the bank robbery. Okay.
Wow. Okay, accurate 其实就是准确的、很精准的、正确无误的。它是一个形容词。通常我们在形容这个机器 ，an accurate machine 就是精密的机器。那如果呢在叙述的话呢 ，an accurate description 就是准确的描述。那放在一个句子当中，我们来看一下。We hope to become more accurate in predicting earthquakes, especially in Taiwan.
Very important.
我们希望可以更准确的怎么样预测地震。
Okay, so back into Master of Arms.
Right?
And unfortunately, Dustin's choice made the axe blade loose. Dustin, this is not the time to be trying out new things on a game show. Okay, because it made the axe blade loose. Loose, by the way, is an adjective we use to talk about something that is not firmly fastened in place or not well fitted.
Mm-hmm.
So bad when you're making an important weapon, right? If my pants are loose, though, for example, that would mean that they are probably too big because they don't fit well on my body.
They look all right now.
They look great. So there is a verb for loose. We can talk about to loosen, which is to make something looser, or to tighten, which is the opposite, which is to make something less loose or tighter, or better fitting.
Right.
Okay. A loose version of events is another one we can talk about, which is something that is vague and not very precise.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're not talking about size.
No.
We're talking about something, again, which is inaccurate.
Mm.
So the opposite of the accurate account we saw in our last example
sentence.
And lastly, we have a very good idiom for you to remember.
I like this one.
Yeah. A loose cannon. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
That describes someone who is very difficult to control and especially someone who means a lot of trouble. Okay. Right. So our example sentence is, my shoelaces were too loose, so they kept coming undone.
I hate it when that happens. Okay, loose 呢是什么呢？就是松动的、啊，它是一个形容词。像是老人家可能就是会常常会，哦，小朋友也会在换牙。A loose tooth. Okay, 松动的牙齿。Or we talk about the rope was tied in a loose knot.
Yeah.
Okay. Or a loose belt because maybe you got thinner. Okay, 所以你的这个皮带就变得很松啦。Or loose skin. So your skin is not tight, basically. 所以相反词当然就是tight, okay. And I like wearing a loose or baggy sweater.
That's very cool.
No, I know. Mm-hmm. 其实 that's kind of a cool style. 就是那种很宽松的一个毛衣, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, back to the article. It says, last we read, the judges choose Eric, as the winner and awarded him the money.
Yay, Eric.
Congrats. Okay, well, that comes to the end of today's article.
It does, but we still have a chat question,
right?
So let's take a look at that now.
For You Chat.
Can you tell I'm like playing with a sword? Okay, anyways, I have a question for you because we're talking about historical weapons. I'm like excited. Which historical weapon do you think looks the coolest? Explain your answer.
Oh, wow.
I have a sword.
That out of my face first.
Okay.
Okay, so my favorite historical weapon, I think, would have to be a bow and arrow.
That's boring. Okay, why?
Okay.
Why? Tell me
Let me talk about
okay,
it.
Okay.
So when I was young, I used to love bows and arrows. I used to love firing them at targets, you know, target practice, and firing them at the bullseye. You know the bullseye? That
big
round thing that you fire arrows at. I think bow and arrows are so cool. And you can like... Yeah, they're just so much fun to play with.
They are?
Yeah.You don't believe me?
No, I'm into swords. Well, you guys have a chat about this question.
Yeah.
But we'll be back tomorrow for more historical weapons.
Okay. Well, for English for You, I'm Seb.
And I'm Laura with the sword. Do I look like the Puss in the Cat thing? Okay, we'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye. You really wanted me to join in on that, didn't you?
Master of Arms. On Discovery's Master of Arms, weapon makers are put to the test. First, three experts are given 6 hours to make a historical weapon using modern technology. The judges then pick two players to enter the Master Build Challenge. They make a new weapon, and the winner takes home $10,000. In one episode, Dustin, Eric, and Sherrick make a European battle axe. Dustin heats and beats his blade first and plans to grind it later. The judges are heard disagreeing with this approach. Eric is a fish out of water. Though he works at a museum and knows a lot about old weapons, he has no experience building them using modern technology. Sherrick goes for pure power. However, his axe blade doesn't have enough of a curve, so he's eliminated. In the Master Build Challenge, Dustin and Eric have 4 days to make a unique weapon, a European flintlock axe pistol. Dustin again takes an unusual approach, putting the axe blade at the back instead of at the front. Eric chooses a more historically accurate design. Unfortunately, Dustin's choice made the axe blade loose. The judges choose Eric as the winner and award him the money.
Vocabulary Review.
Historical. Kyoto is a very old city and is filled with historical buildings. Approach. When the standard medicine didn't help, the doctors took a different approach to treating Jimmy's disease. Pure. This is pure orange juice with no added water or sugar. Eliminate. After Gerald was caught cheating, he was eliminated from the game. Accurate. I need to get a new watch. I don't think this one keeps accurate time anymore. Loose. The handle on this drawer is loose. Can you please fix it?